Classes begin today at Northern Arizona University, and students may feel a little more pressure to roll out of bed and make it to that 8 o'clock lecture because the school is installing electronic scanners outside some large lecture halls. The scanners will track attendance. Our own tracking system marks down Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker as present for this report.
Brandon Cruikshank has taught Chemistry 101 in this cavernous classroom at NAU for 15 years.
When I started here, I was of the mindset that this is college. Students should decide for themselves whether they want to show up or not. This is no longer high school.
But over the years, he's seen that attending class does matter. So now he factors class participation into his students' grades, most of whom are freshmen.
We do have to say to a lot of those students that it really is important that you do show up to class. You are not going to do well if you're not there.
Research suggests that missing even one class can result in a lower GPA for first-year students. And a freshman's grades in particular are really important, says Karen Pugliese. She's NAU's Vice Provost for Academic Affairs.
The stronger a student's grade performance in the first year, the far more likely they are to persist at Northern Arizona University and graduate.
Universities across the country are struggling to boost lagging graduation rates. At NAU, only about 30% of incoming freshmen will earn a degree in 4 years. About 3 in every 10 students drop out after the first year. And if something as simple as going to class could help turn that around, Pugliese thinks it's appropriate to make it a priority.
There's a lot of compelling things out there. There's a lot of competing choices that a student can make. We ought to, I think, do everything we can to make that choice the most likely.
Which is where NAU's new electronic attendance pilot project comes in. The school received $85,000 in federal stimulus funds to install scanners outside 20 large lecture halls, like Brandon Cruikshank's chemistry classroom, where it's not practical to take roll. When students flash their ID cards near a scanner, a light turns green and they get checked off on an attendance report.
I don't see why we need to be told what to do anymore. And I feel as though it's a move towards that, towards treating us as though we're juveniles.
Junior Rachel Brackett has mobilized student opposition to the project. She's launched a Facebook page, gathered 2,000 signatures, and organized a rally against the plan. She says part of the college experience is learning to make your own decisions and living with the consequences.
I really felt like NAU is not giving students enough initiative. They coddle us, I almost feel like, in a lot of our classes.
She also doesn't like how the school could track where she is in a, quote, Big Brother way. Linda D'Angelo with the Higher Education Research Institute at UCLA shares those concerns.
Rather than focusing on did students go, in other words, did they scan their card, the more important thing to think about is what are they doing in the classroom? Are they actively participating?
Universities also have a strong financial incentive to retain their students. It costs about $400 to recruit a single student to a public school, nearly $2,000 to a private college. Every time a student drops out, that process starts all over again. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker in Flagstaff.